Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I wanted to talk to you about why every single person who calls your business should get a call back. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So let's talk about returning people's calls. I don't know why we have to have this conversation, but we're going to have this conversation. So, in my old lettings agency, and I apologise if I'm a bit dark there, it's because the sun is still up, right? In my old lettings agency, we used to get about 1,500 phone calls every single month. Now, imagine for one second that you would hire somebody to answer all those phone calls. You have a person on reception, they answer all the calls. That's an awful lot of calls to actually phone, to answer. If you think about it, 50 calls a day is about the 1,500. 30 days times 5 is 150, add the zeros, 1,500. 50 calls a day, that's a huge amount, right? Now imagine that's been an 8-hour, let's call it 10 hours, that's 5 calls every hour. No, it's about 10 calls every hour in a 5-hour day, you know, on average. That's still a lot of calls. But also, some of those calls will come through all at the same time. Others will just come in the afternoon, others in the morning. So you're paying for someone to sit there. Not only are you paying someone to sit there, but that person's going to be ill. They're going to need maternity and all the rest of it. So we made a decision just to get rid of anybody whose job it is just to answer the phone. It just doesn't make sense. It's highly inefficient use of people's time. And I know they give people on reception extra work to do and so on and so forth, right? But I would much rather have all our calls going to a call centre. And in all the businesses that we take over, that's exactly what we do. It's what we used to do 10 years ago with the lettings agency. And the other thing that happens here is that when the call goes to a call centre, a UK-based call centre as well, by the way, and you can teach people what you want them to say, but when that call goes out to one of those people, two things happen. First of all, we can track it and we can see how many times that person's phoning before they get a phone call. Great. And the second things that happen is that the person or the people in the office do not then get distracted by their phone ringing constantly from people trying to sell them insurance or furniture or whatever other rubbish people are, you know, hitting the phones and cold calling you for. So it worked really, really well. However, one of the things that used to really annoy me, there's a third thing actually before I get to that. The third thing is that we know when a call comes in, which ones are the important calls, because the person answering it via the call centre texts a message. How can I help? Can I speak to Dan? Of course you can. What is it about? I want to sell him some insurance. Yep, I can pass that message on. Passes that message on, I can send him a text message. Or if it sounds like a sales call, I can tell the people, get their email address for me as well, and then I can just email them. Sorry, Bob, not interested. Really easy. Now I'm not wasting any more time. Whereas if someone's cold calling and they get you on the phone, now you've got, 10 minutes. Oh, hi, how are you doing? How's COVID? Oh, it's been hard work. I don't give a shit, right? It's like, I don't want to have that conversation with a random person trying to sell me goddamn insurance. Sounds like a rant. But right now, you've still got to phone back all of those people. But at least now you can do it in your way and handle those people who are, of no use to you, of no benefits, sales calls and so on. People who want to rent a property right now or they need a quote, they're the people who get the calls back first. Then it's suppliers. Suppliers then get their phone calls back for whatever that happens to be. Or, you know, people who are giving quotes for us that we've asked them for. I can pick and choose who's going to get through to me or not, or who I'm going to phone back. And it's a wonderful way of doing it. But also, I can choose who first is going to get a phone call back. But look, every single person that phones your business should be getting a phone call. You never know what is going to come off that. I've closed people. I'm trying to think of the most bizarre one that I've closed. I once sold car insurance off a wrong number. So I worked at First Direct. He thought he was calling Direct Line, and I said to him, "Look, you're on the phone. Let's get you a quote because we might be cheaper." And we were by like £10. In fact, were we cheaper? I think we're maybe more expensive by £10. And I can remember saying to him, look, I know we're a tenner more, but you're on the phone, it's only a tenner. And by the way, it's a great story, because now, you know, you phoned the wrong company and you ended up getting a better quote. And better doesn't mean cheaper all the time, because look at the service you're getting. Oh, a bit cheesy and so on, but we're still closed business. You never know what's going to come off it. It gives you opportunities and it opens you up. Now, this is the problem, is that most business owners are so busy chasing their tail, so busy doing this, that and the other, they don't have time to do it. That's crazy. Like, you could hire somebody for 1 hour a day, you know, before the school run, let's say. You hire someone between 2 and 3, all the calls will come in that morning and that evening, just phone them back, find out what they want. Great. Every single person in that business should be getting a phone call. Because those that don't, it's not fair. It's not right on them. They all could be potential customers. Or they could come up with a new fandangled widget that's amazing, that changes your business. But because you're so busy to return the call, or to have somebody in your business return the call and qualify it, okay, and that's really all the phone call is about, is returning the call. Hey, it's Dan. I'm just phoning you back. You left me a voicemail. What is it about? Like, we literally just had one in one of the businesses, and it was for insurance, and currently I'm doing those callbacks. I'm like, yeah, we don't need it. Thanks very much. Bye. Now, that person will never call again. Wonderful. It was a sales call. We don't need insurance. I mean, calling for insurance. Good grief. Like, I trip over with someone there selling insurance. Do you know what I mean? I go for a jog. You know, I go paddle surfing. Someone works in insurance. Like, I don't understand why people call insurance. One of my bugbears, can you tell? So, the point here is that everybody should get a call back. Nobody should not get a call back. Because if they don't get a call back, guess what's going to happen tomorrow? I'll phone them back. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And if you're paying 50 pence or a pound a call, and that insurance person's called 7 times, £7 you've just wasted. I can't cope with it. I'd much rather pay someone to phone all those people back and go, honestly, no thanks. Like, they don't know if that person has authority to say no or not, but if they know it's a cold call, especially something as vague as insurance, we just don't need to know it. So, call them back. Whatever you're doing, however busy you are, and if you're too busy, you actually need to take another look at your business, because you're probably working, doing everything in that business, and you're working far too hard, and nobody should be doing that. Business should be easy, and you should be spending your time working out what to do next instead of actually doing the thing next. If you're not sure what that means, it's on one of our trainings. You should come and sign up for it on the monthly coaching that we do. But you should be in a position where you can phone everybody back, qualify them, and if it's a potential lead, great, then you pass it on to the person. Now, it's a pre-qualified lead, you're much more likely to close a pre-qualified lead than a non-pre-qualified lead. It's gold dust. Anyway, let's speak to you in the next video. If you've got any comments, just stick them in the box down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.